is my pleasure to welcome our special guests on the show this morning for Good Morning Angels, Kelebogile and Piso. Thank you for joining us. Good morning. Nice to meet you both.
Good morning. Nice to meet you, Martin.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, she's fangirling completely.
Oh, that is, it's so nice to meet you. It really, really is. Now, listen, just quickly put us in the picture here. Tell us about your lives, where are you from, and what happened in the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay, we are from Rustenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I met Tapis in 2014 in Rustenburg. In 2015, we got blessed by a baby girl. In 2015, December, he lost his job. And then I continued on working until September 2017, where I lost my job. I was working in Mafikeng, and then I had to come back home to Rustenburg. We've been struggling then. Mm. We've been trying to sell some eggs to raise some funds to raise the kids, trying here and there, and we love sports.
Most you love sports. We love fantastic. Sports.
We jog, we like running. We run 20Ks every now and then. And then mostly we like cycling.
You love cycling. We're talking a lot of cycling at the moment, obviously, because it is off the beaten track with Tracker and Jacaranda FM on Saturday. Yeah. It's this big hashtag March for a Million, this amazing cycle of these three crazy guys from Cape Town cycling back to Gauteng. So a lot of talk about cycling. You know what? We hear this story so much in South Africa right now. People losing jobs left, right and center. But you're saying... It must have been awful news when you lost your job, and then same with you, Kelebogile. But you have to try and keep things going, am I right?
Yeah.
You have to try. And as you're saying, you're trying everything.
We tried everything. Like I said, we tried to grow our own little poultry company to sell eggs. We've been struggling with that, and we haven't even stopped doing that. We're still actually going into finding all the equipment for farming so that we can have our own little farm for chickens. And then, like I said, we've been trying to save for these bicycles, but we still can't get. Last year, we tried to save, and then in October, my daughter was admitted in hospital for about 2 weeks. She had some seizures, very scary to see a child going through that. And we had to pay up her crutch and all of those things with the little money that we had saved, because we got a temp job sometime in June last year where we made some money.
Okay.
And then we had to pay us the bills because they keep on catching up with us. So we had to pay that. And then December, I got a job. And then we've been trying to save for that again. And then only last week, I had to go release my laptop that we had loaned at Crusader. So we really can't make ends meet. We're really struggling.
The good news is you got a job. But here's the thing. When you save up money, it's like the universe has a big eye that sees the money that you've been saving up for something else and then like sucks it up into something else.
Yeah, that black hole.
Yes, that we spoke about earlier. And in your case, the kids, you know, need something, etc., etc. What was the, if you had to look back at the last 2 years, you said, Tip, you saw you lost your job in 2017, if I remember. What was the toughest day for you, if you had to look back at the last year and a half or so?
You're supporting the kids without any income, especially when they get sick, having to go up and down with this. Like I said, when my daughter got admitted, the whole traveling, because we stay in Rustenburg and my dad is in Krugersdorp. She got admitted in Krugersdorp, and now they live back with my mom in Rustenburg. So having to come through for medication and everything through to Krugersdorp was costly. So we always had to save up every little cent that we had. Actually, maintaining the kids without a salary is very difficult. It's not easy.
And Martin, we hear about retrenchment all the time. And and when it happens to both people, both breadwinners, what do you do?
Has it been tough for you?
It is tough for me, even now. But I won't give up.
You can't give up.
You can never give up.
I'm happy that Kelebogile, that you got a job, and that, you know, that's going to help you tie up some loose ends. But at the same time, hearing the story, like people are like yourselves, you are going to make it work. I believe you're determined. But at the same time, you've got passions as well. You know, I often say I'm not a parent, but I see this in parents. They give everything, their entire lives, they dedicate to their kids, and sometimes they forget about themselves. And that's also not right, because the kids also want to see you happy. Am I right? So I'm so happy to hear about your passion for sport, and that you also share a passion for getting outdoors and cycling in this case. So I want to say to you on behalf of Jacaranda FM and Tracker, we want to invite both of you to Off the Beaten Track at the Big Red Barn in Irene on a Saturday. So you're going to be our guests.
Oh my God.
But, so it's going to be lovely being there. It really is a fun day out for the entire family. But now also you're going to need something else. On the line is Paula Hirschfield. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? How's are you speaking to us from Cape Town this morning?
I am indeed. It's a bit foggy here, but it's a beautiful morning, I suppose.
What an inspiring story, right? That we hear about retrenchments and people losing their jobs all over the place. Here are Kelebogile and Tsepiso, and they're trying. She got a job back for now, but it's definitely not enough to support the family and a passion like cycling.
Yes, good morning to the two of you. It sounds absolutely incredible what you've been going through, I must say. I think in the spirit of never give up, we have to help you participate in this event Off the Beaten Track. So we will give you each a mountain bike, a Rincon, 26-inch wheels, absolutely wonderful to roll you through a whole wonderful day at the Red Barn at Off the Beaten Track.
Oh my God.
And that is on behalf of Giant Bicycles.
Thank you so much.
So there you go.
Martin, and what Paula is not saying is that, let me just tell you, this isn't just like bicycles, right?
Yeah.
So they're shipping them from Cape Town for you today.
Oh my God.
So they will be in Pretoria by Friday.
That's good news.
And it will be set up just for you.
Oh my God.
Whose birthday was it this week?
Yesterday.
Was that your birthday yesterday?
Happy birthday to you.
Because Kelebogile told us that it was your birthday yesterday and you wanted to get him this
bike.
You wanted to get him this bike so badly.
It's a day later,
my friend. You've got your bike and you've got a bike too. Bicycles for everybody. Paula, thank you so much, everybody.
Are they very tall or need to size? Maybe.
They're regular size. Why?
Regular size. No, that's perfect. No, because if they were 6 foot. Two, then maybe I need to send an extra large.
No, regular is good.
Okay. Thanks, Paula. Have a good day.
Absolutely enjoy your ride on Sunday.
Well, definitely.
They're sending hugs. Thanks, Paula. Well, there you go. Guys, we'll see you both on Saturday. Your bikes will be on Friday, so they'll be ready for you Saturday morning for the start at Off the Beaten Track.
Can't wait.
Fantastic to meet you both. And just keep doing what you do.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having
great
us.
Great parents.
Here.
Thanks for being here. Enjoy the cycle. Why don't you join them? Have you registered? I can't give you a bicycle too, but I'll give you an entry. Go and do it right now on jacarandafm.com.
Be an angel and support Good Morning Angels in our hashtag Miles for a Million cycle from Cape Town all the way to Off the Beaten Track on the 13th of April. Support Good Morning Angels and buy a kilometer. Go to jacarandafm.com and click on the donate button. The hashtag Miles for a Million cycle. Be an angel for Good Morning Angels.